Recording again. So on the website, it's going to be in two parts from now on, so I can get the transcripts out easier. All right. Okay. So hi, Miss Janet.
I was just going to ask you not to start listening to me.
Okie dokie. Well, then okay. Moving right along. Okay, we're probably going
to
end with you then. We're going
to
end with you. So we're going around our circle here. Hey, Julie, you're so welcome. Hi, sweetheart.
Hi.
Hi.
That was really, I felt like that was answering some of my question. I think the question I have, and I think the hard thing is, it's like we're living in this life where everyone around us is sort of striving and, you know, getting promotions and things like that. And I feel like I'm in the middle of it. And I've sort of gotten to a point where I meditate a lot every day. And I'm not sure what to do. I feel like I'm waiting for something that I can't identify. And I used to have hopes and dreams and visions that I was always working towards. And I feel like I have nothing. Like, wherever I'm going is what's the most passionate thing for me, but I don't know how to get there. Or I feel like there's something that I'm missing. And it feels like some of what you bring through feels like riddles that I can't quite understand.
Okie dokie. All right, so one moment. It's so funny. Do you like trees? Because I actually see you hugging a tree.
Yes.
I see you hugging a tree. All right. So one moment, honey. And say your first name.
Julie.
And say it one more time.
Julie.
And say it one more time.
Julie.
I feel like you're releasing something. There's like a level of personality that you're actually ready to totally release. They're showing me like a form figure, kind of like in an animation or something, where he looks almost like a gingerbread man or something, like just a form. And he's like releasing layers that are no longer needed, no longer identified. You're going through like major energetic, I want to say upgrades, but I don't, what's the word? Julie, say your name, honey.
Julie.
And say it one more time.
Julie.
It almost feels like depression, but it's not depression. It's you're in the process of really releasing identification with the ego. And so this is the only way I can explain it. I had this like major attunement, which I didn't understand years ago. And because I was promised afterwards, you know, and so in the attunement, what happened, that's exactly how your energy feels to me. What happens is like all the stuff that's not us, all the layers of what people would say baggage, all the layers of like false self really come up on a much more conscious level. And so literally I was depressed for 3 months and they warned me of this, you know, like make room in your schedule. You know, I still function, but there was this level. I mean, I wasn't clinically depressed, but I was kind of depressed and I couldn't shake it. I just could not shake it. And magically after that time period, I suddenly lifted and then all my psychic abilities increased. That's how it feels to me. I don't know what activated it. Let me see, one moment, for you. Or most importantly, what we can do to move it through faster is how it feels to me. Like, it would be fine if this left now, please. Okay, one moment, please. And say your name again.
Julie.
And say it one more time.
Julie.
And say it one more time.
Julie.
And say it one more time.
Julie.
Well, I get it. It feels like you have connected with, let me just be 1,000,000% sure before I say this. Julie, say your name again, honey.
Julie.
And say it one more time.
Julie.
Yeah. Well, here's the good news. You're turning into a healer is what you're doing. I feel like you have taken on the energy of, I can't really tell if it's like the entire collective consciousness or like a particular region, but you're taking on almost like what the Dalai Lama would do. It's like you're or Tonglen, and like in Tonglen, you kind of take on the energy of the suffering of others, because you can. And you know, you kind of take the burdens from, I'm getting the chills when I'm saying this, what's the word? Sometimes my words are escaping me these days. Because you understand there's no separation, and because you are aware on a much higher level of all the karma and suffering of the planet, somehow with work you're doing on a higher level, you're processing that for the betterment of all. And so that's why it's kind of like your life's still going, you're still able to function, but there's just like this level of almost like fog, almost like mild depression, like where'd the sunlight go? You know, that kind of feeling. You're doing like heavy duty healing work is what they're showing me. And they're showing me, and it does feel like I'm trying to figure out like a time length. At some point you're gonna be invited to really powerful work in terms of healing consciousness on a grand scale. Because you know how to do it. You know how to do it. And I'm getting the chills. My whole body is full of chills. You are already stepping up and answering the call. And I do feel like this will pass. You can also work with spirit, work with your spirit guides, your master guides, and ask for help, you know, in processing the energy. And that's basically what you're doing. You're processing the energy. I'm not sure why, I don't have the little details of it, but it's like, how can I say this? It's to prevent like a calamity that would have taken place otherwise. So you know how they say like the ascended masters will intervene, like they're all around Mother Earth and they will intervene. Like we think things are bad. Well, if they weren't intervening and helping, we wouldn't even be here to still play the game. And so you're working with, I'm getting, my whole body's filled with chills. I don't have the details, unfortunately, of who you're working with, but you're working with very high aware beings. And say your name one more time, honey.
Julie.
And say it one more time.
Julie.
Well, definitely on the other side of the veil, but primarily on this side of the veil. And I feel like you're all, I'm getting the chills when I'm saying this, you're all planted at various spots to together, and my body just won't stop, together to create like the harmonious outcome or I don't know the details of it. My strong feeling, but my whole body is lit up like a candle. My strong feeling is you will become much more conscious of your abilities and the work that you're being called to do in this lifetime. I feel like your work is not going to be about your life. Like at some point, If you could feel my body, Julie, you'd be like, holy crap, it won't stop. I feel like at some point you're going to be called to these greater tasks and these greater purposes of how to transfer consciousness. So what you remind me of is there's this guy, but your work's different. You're a healer. You really know what you're doing, by the way. You're very good at this. James Twyman, have you ever heard of him? He's always going to Israel or whatever and, you know, creating energy. Yeah, he's a singer. But he works in like, okay, we're all going to meditate. All 2,000 of us are going to meditate together to bring in like this vortex of energy in this place that has so much karma from previous fighting or whatever to kind of overcome the karma to prevent all the violence in certain areas. So his whole life, even though, you know, his bills get paid, I'm sure he has a personal life, you know, I don't know what it is, but I'm sure he, you know what I'm saying? It's like he still gets to be James, but his whole life is really about the bigger picture. That's what I feel like you're evolving into. And you were already doing it because like your higher self is already in agreement with all these other masters in the disguise or normal human beings, and that you're working already together. Now, why you're taking such a big hit with the feelings, Julie, say your name again?
Julie.
And say it one more time.
Julie.
You know, I felt this way about you before. It has something to do with like your karmic connections to some of this. I don't know. I honestly, I don't know the details. I wish I did. I'm so curious, to be honest. Yeah. So what I would say to you is I said this to you before. I remember now. Nature, 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 nature. Because nature will be glad to heal you. Will be glad to heal you. It will take it from you. So it's like when you sit in nature, you walk in nature, it's like look around at nature and really get that relationship going of the energy exchange. Just really see them as alive and fully conscious as any human being you would know. They actually are more so because they're in touch with their real reality, much more than we are at times. And allow that healing to begin. And I feel like, and say your name again?
Julie.
And say it one more time?
Julie.
Yeah, I really feel like that will be really strong. And to see it as part of the plan, you're lighting up. You're lighting up. So it's either I'm going to grow into my abilities or you're going to find someone that is, that can really tell you about how your, I don't know, Merkaba, whatever it is, your 5D reality is really taking form, is how it feels to me. You are really getting activated to like, okay, I get it, I'm in 5D, let's get to work kind of thing. You're already doing it. But please get out of nature, please. Only because you don't need to suffer. You don't need to suffer is what they're saying.
Great.
Okay.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Okay, Heidi. Hi, okay.
Hi.
Oh, good, I can hear you. Yay, I was worried for some reason. welcome. I love your picture of the Buddha above you. How beautiful. You forgot it was there. how can I help you, honey?
Well, I don't know, I'm so grateful. Perhaps it's that. I've been so blessed and I've been drawn to so many beautiful teachings and sacred places lately, and I've been receiving all this beautiful information for so long now, for 2 years apparently, and I think I have the sensation that I should know what to do with it, but it's just like flowing, and I don't know, I was fired on Friday. And I was so happy because it was like a graduation. It was like, oh my God, it's finally happening. And but I have this little doubt, like, am I going to be able to to follow the wisdom, to be clear on what to do with it.
Okay, so where do I go from here? What's my path all about?
Okay, so how can I put all this to the service of, the world?
Okay. Well, that's just not a little tiny question there. That's like the big question of all. All right, sweetheart. You just have lovely energy, really, really, really lovely energy. And I feel that when you write me the messages. I mean, it's almost like flowery energy is just coming, being transmitted through the email. So my feeling is you really have been adopting the teachings. They're saying there's something you must learn, so let me see what that's all about. So one moment, please. And say your first name, please.
Aide.
And say it one more time.
Aide.
And say it one more time.
Aide.
And say it one more time.
Aide.
And say it one more time, honey.
Aide.
There's a picture I'm going to send to you, so please email me to remind you. They're saying that you're ready, you're totally ready, but that you still hide behind a false self. And the picture, it's actually a Hindu goddess, and I'll be very honest, I totally don't remember which one. But they want you to kind of, when I send you that picture, to look at it, meditate on it, and understand understand that what you're learning how to do is to reveal your beauty. In other words, let it come out, let it soar, and to not keep it behind a false mask. That you have all the inner teachings, you embody them, but you need to learn how to let the love out. In other words, to let your true self out. So imagine if you had the spiritual aptitude and understanding of someone like Mother Teresa. But she walked around her village just like any other woman. And didn't share her heart, didn't share her calling, the world would have missed out of a great leader, a great master, a great healer. And so what you're learning how to do is recognize, and say your name again, honey.
Aide.
Yeah, what you're learning how to do is recognize that you already have it. You already are restored. You already are lit. You already have the wisdom of the Buddha. And so what you're learning how to do is to trust that enough to be your authentic self. What they're saying, you know, not to put us all in like a linear stepping, like a pecking order or whatever, But they're saying for you, it's important for you to hear this message. You're the cream of the crop. You're the cream of the crop. You're not looking for, how do I say this? I don't know what your lineage is or whatever, but they're saying like in Tibetan Buddhism, they're waiting for Maitreya. You're not waiting for some external teacher to come further your development or bless you or bring you enlightening wisdom. And they're so excited you're listening to this. You are learning how to recognize that you already are symbolic of that. And I feel like I'm about to cry because, okay, that's exactly how I feel. I feel your tears. The more that you are willing to trust that what is already within you. And it is just like giving Julie a reading. The chills are coming through me and through me. The more that you're willing to trust who you embody, your inner truth, your goddess self. And the truths, oh my gosh, I can't just be today, because it's the same thing that happened with Julie. The energy that just keeps flowing through me. The truth will be resurrected. You embody, they're showing me, I play with oracle cards, and there's one oracle card that says spiritual strength. You embody spiritual strength. You already have it. There's nothing missing except your willingness to identify with it. It's already there. It's already there. It's already present. So I forget your question is, what do you do with all it? What you do is you start trusting it. If you were Mother Teresa, would you just go to the market, get the apples, get the bananas, just keep to your little self? Or would you embody like the grace that you are? My feeling is you walk around with grace and you have energy to deliver with others. It will surface more and more and more so as you allow yourself to demonstrate life, to be like demonstrative of the energy that you already possess. Does that make sense? I know this like almost like what Julie said to me, like, you're talking to riddles, what are you trying to say? But my feeling is, it's about trusting. They keep saying you need to know who you are. You need to know who you are. You need to know who you are. So it's trusting that you do know who you are. Trusting that you do have the lineage, the spiritual understanding, the grace, whatever it is. The package is already living and breathing within you. As you and say your name again, hon.
Ivy.
And say it one more time.
Ivy.
As you trust your spiritual power, so will it be demonstrated to you. Does that make sense?
Yes.
Yeah. Oh my God.
Okay. Thank you.
You're so very welcome. You're just, yeah, you got it. You got it. There's no accident. You're sitting under a picture of a Buddha. There's no accident. Yeah. All right. I'm here if I can help in any way, okay? Okay. Hi, Otto.
Hello.
Hi. How can we help you?
Just give me a message.
Okay. And say your first name.
Otto.
And say it one more time.
Otto.
And say it one more time.
Otto.
Start rolling. Start rolling. In other words, imagine you had two wheels. You know, your name has almost like two wheels on the end of your first name. So imagine you had two wheels. Start moving. Start the momentum. Start building your bridge of promise and hope. So in other words, if you have to build a bridge, you start planning for it in your mind. You start getting the bricks. You start getting whatever it is, however they build a bridge. The more that you, and say your name one more time.
Otto.
The more that you have like the positive expectation, the positive construction, the more that you can receive like the extra help, the support, the grace. In other words, if you're sitting there and waiting, and I play this game, to be honest, I went through this period that it's like, well, I'll just keep doing my thing and wait for more spiritual gifts to arrive. And then finally, someone blessed me with my own little message. And they said, you know, basically, it's not going to just arrive. It's going to be the result of the effort you put forth. Of the focus, of the positive expectation, digging for it, making the effort on my end. So what they're saying is that the more that you start laying the foundation, making those positive moves, getting those wheels moving, then it's like a matching program. Spirit will match it. Bless you. Does that make sense? Yeah, yeah. So it's a time. So in other words, it's like seed time and harvest. Sometimes it is time to pull back and kind of contemplate and meditate. And then sometimes it's time for the action. And they're saying now it's time for the action. Utilize what you know. Start. It's like start where you are with what you have, and spirit will work with you.
A couple weeks ago, I was pretty dizzy for like a day or so.
Mm-hmm.
And lately, I'm kind of spacey.
Mm-hmm.
It's all tuning up and all that kind of stuff.
I don't know. I really don't know. Let me see if I can know. I'm not a healthcare practitioner, and I can't diagnose or treat, as we know. And say your first name again.
Otto.
And say it one more time.
Otto.
I honestly don't know. What I do know is the more that you open up to the higher energies, you will receive help, is what they keep saying. I don't know if it'll help your dizziness, but you will see positive results. You will get the fruits of the labor, fruition. So I'll share that.
Okay.
Okay.
Thanks.
You're welcome. Hi, Michelle.
Hi, Michelle.
Hi, Adam. Hi, Nicole. Hi, everyone.
Hi.
Hi. I would love a message that is to my best and highest good.
Okay.
That'd be great.
It looks so pretty where you are.
Thank you.
And say your first name.
Hi.
Michelle.
And say it one more time.
Michelle.
And say it one more time.
Yes, thank you so much. Thank you.
Michelle.
Okay, hold on. We got dogs. We got, I don't know who else is there.
I know.
All right. That's okay. So. Give me one quick second. We're going to try that again. So go one moment.
Okay.
And say your first name.
Michelle.
And say it one more time.
Michelle.
Oh my goodness. Michelle. I've got this very, very, very strong image. I don't know why. Have you been working with like are you on a Halloween committee or something?
No.
No. Okay, so it's not regarding Halloween. All right, so one moment, please. Michelle, say your name again, honey.
Michelle.
And say it one more time.
Michelle.
I got the image. I have no idea what to do with it. All right, Michelle, give me a second. Let me go to a few people. I'm going to come back.
Okay.
I feel like it's something that's clearing from another lifetime. So I don't know what they want us to do with it. Okay, so give me a second and let them bring that through a little differently. Okay. Hi, Norman. How can we help you?
Okay. This is the latest member of my family.
Oh my goodness!
This is Bobby.
Oh my goodness!
He's a rescue. My girlfriend and I now have 6 rescue dogs.
Oh my goodness! Oh my goodness!
Yeah, right now he's kind of purring.
Well, if that isn't healing energy, I don't know what is.
Isn't he absolutely adorable?
He is absolutely adorable, as are you.
Thank you.
That's precious.
I'm so grateful and blessed to have him in our lives. So whatever message the Masters have for me today, I welcome.
Okay.
And so does Bobby.
And say your first name, please.
Norman.
And say it one more time.
Norman.
And say it one more time.
Norman.
Life is good to you. In other words, you're bringing in, you're bringing in the instruments of healing. There was what you had orchestrated, or there you are, you moved. What you had orchestrated or called into you was a healing request. And so that has been granted and honored. And so right now you're working with very effectively, they're saying, very effectively, instruments, tools of healing to broadcast a higher resonance of love, of like love vibration. So understand how powerful you are, they're saying, that you're the one that called this to you. So whether it's the girlfriend, the dog, the, I feel like there's other stuff as well, but that your request was granted, and these energies are bringing forth really a new new reality and a new appointment, a new really a new consciousness. It really just beautiful, actually, really, really beautiful. So let me see if there's anything I can add to that. And say your first name again.
Norman.
And say it one more time.
Norman.
And say it one more time.
Norman.
This is all about healing you. This is all about your healing. It's really quite beautiful. In other words, sometimes our focus is on the external in terms of healing others. And they're saying it's like we've got the blindfold on. Like it's like the blind leading the blind. Not that you're not amazingly altruistic and loving, because you are, you always have been, but that you had like a coursework due you. You had a healing due you. And that is paramount for the work that you're on, you're incarnated to perform in this lifetime. So I don't even know that I have a message beyond, you know, carry on, carry on. They keep saying, you know, the answer is love. The answer is love. And that's what you're all about right now. That's what you're learning about. And that is what will take you to the next level, or like they keep saying arrivement, and arrivement's not even a word, and yet that's what I hear.
works for me.
But and say your name one more time.
Norman.
And say it one more time.
Norman.
Yeah, they keep saying evolution, evolution. You're in the process of evolving, and it's really good. It really is. It really is. Keep it up and be gentle with self, and you're learning about love. You're learning about love. Fantastic. Oh, I'm so happy for you.
Thank you so much.
And hi to your new friend.
Thank you.
Next time I'm going to do this in your house so I can pet your friend.
Okay.
Okay. So who, Avril? Avril, are you there, honey?
Hi, yes, sorry.
That's okay.
I'm always in a delayed state. I don't know if you can see me.
Oh, I see you. Yeah.
I've got trouble with the pictures you see on the computer.
Okay.
Thank you very much for the teaching. Sorry I was late.
It's all good.
I've got kind of an interview thing to do with benefits and money on Friday.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if you could ask them how it would go.
Okay.
Thank you.
And say your first name.
Avril.
And say it one more time.
Avril.
And say it one more time.
Avril.
And say it one more time.
Avril.
Connect with your spiritual committee. So your angels, guides, teachers, masters, and trust that you are being provided, that you're being, they're saying that you're being provided and guided, provided and guided. So that remember that those that you're engaging with are actually part of your dream consciousness. You know, like on the linear level, it's like, oh, there's a human being, you know, they make the decision. Not really, because this is your dream. This is your dream. So the more that you work with spirit and your remembrance that you're being led and guided, whatever I said the first time, led and guided, you will have satisfactory outcome, satisfactory results. And say your name again, honey.
Avril.
And say it one more time.
Avril.
Yeah, spirit's providing like cushioning, and I feel like it has something to do with what you're learning for the benefit of others. So in other words, whether you're going to write a book or do seminars, or you're going to do something where you're going to help others. So it's sort of like spirit wants to help you so that you can produce whatever it is you're producing to help someone else. And it's not there yet, but I feel it. I feel it. It's not that far away. So visualize like the good outcome. Hold that vision. Also call on your spiritual support and see them working, working for your benefit, send them the committee or whoever you're meeting with, send them light, send them love, and see the successful outcome.
Right.
Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Okay. Uh-huh. All right, sweetheart. And I will say a prayer for you as well. Okay. I think, Janet, we've run out of people.
Hi, I don't mind. Thank you.
Okay.
I just, usually I'm like, okay, no problem. But I'm in such a state of confusion right now.
Okay.
But I was hoping I would get some clarification from the group. And I did, because what Julie expressed and your answers to her really resonated with me. But that's not entirely, and I'm laughing also because my dog is with me right now too, and she never is. It's our day for dogs. I'm going along, I'm doing my work. I spent really the whole summer really focused on my development. And I was doing a lot of reading, I'm gonna start crying, I'm very emotional too. Doing a lot, it's exciting, it worked.
Mm-hmm.
Then just recent, I mean, I had the most extraordinary experience recently, and not one experience, but several, both in waking consciousness and in my dream state, and these weren't dreams, they were journeys, you know. Mm-hmm. I mean, phenomenal. I was so excited. I was like, you once said, a while back, you said you got wizard energy about me, mm-hmm. and I got there. It was so exciting because I can't even speak. It's so amazing that, you know, the things that I was discovered myself doing and able to do. And of course, it's not just about being able to do magic, you know, but my goal also is to be able to do healing and teaching as well.
That's what I'm getting also is healing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's a gray day. I'm crying. It's like go along. This happens to me. I get this. I think every time I achieve something that much more significant or progress, whatever you want to say, and then it's natural, I know, to sort of go through a lull afterwards. And I think what happens is that these lulls, they become more and more confusing as time goes on, because I feel like, oh, I should be sort of getting the hang of this more. And instead, I almost feel like it's more difficult for me. So,
You're purging, Janet. I honestly feel like you're purging. So I'm just going to interrupt. Is it okay if I interrupt? Because I don't want to lose what I want to say to you. Number one, I feel like your vibration has increased, double fold, triple fold since I last saw you. And you are tapping into your true self. And it is wizardry, because when I'm looking at you, there's a Broadway play in the States called Wicked. And it's the story of the Wizard of Oz, but like with a twist. And you suddenly look like, I think it's Elphaba is her name. You suddenly embodied her to me. And I'm getting the chills when I'm saying that. So when I'm looking at you, you're looking like very witchy to me in a very good, fantastic, positive, yes, it's about time, the truth of who we are and what we're capable of needs to come out. And so my feeling is that you're calling, and I'm getting, my whole body is lighting up once again, third time today, woo!
Mine is a little bit.
So my feeling is that you are embodying that and learning to own that. And so what's purging, I just keep feeling purging for you, is you're releasing all the, excuse the word, hell that you have suffered through in various incarnations for your right to be who you are. Do you see what I'm saying? And that's, I don't feel like you're off track at all. I feel like this is very purposeful. Not fun, but it's very purposeful. And it's because you, what they're saying to me is you owned your truth. You owned it. You didn't run from it. You claimed it. So it's like somebody going into their Merkaba and into their light column and say, yes, I am the Christ. And the chills are not leaving me. You have to know through this entire conversation here, it's nonstop. And so as you've claimed it, excuse me, I feel like it's anchored. So you want to know some really fantastic news? Like when you said, like, I had the high and now it's low. But let me tell you something, you've anchored in, you've anchored it in, you have been successful, it's anchored, it's not going anywhere. What's occurring is now you're releasing all that, all those lifetimes, the pain, it's purging, it's all it is.
It's all ego stuff also.
Yeah, but it's purging. So what I want to say to you, nature, room temperature, water, any of your normal healing, you know, that you would tell somebody else if they're releasing, what you're doing is just releasing all that pain. That's what you're doing. To me, it's absolutely beautiful and fantastic. You have said yes to your truth. I mean, it doesn't get better than that, Janet. It really doesn't. Okay, so go ahead with your story, but I just wanted to say all that.
No, thank you. No, that makes sense. My God, I mean, the other guy, it was like a magic show. It was unbelievable, the past these past few journeys. And then after that, I'm very confused because it's like, as you said, there's definitely purging going on. And I know that there's something that I'm very fearful of. And this is very unusual for me because I'm not, certainly not in a dream state. I'm not fearful at all. And if I'm, you know, in waking consciousness, I sit here, I go into an altered state and I journey, I have no problem doing the journey, going into my heart, going down the tunnel. I'm open. There's no fear, no hesitation. I've been an astral travel for, you know, I'm not doing that now, but I have been for years, and it was something I always embraced. And now, suddenly, I'm finding myself, I see that tunnel, and I walk past. So, and it's happened several times, and so I'm like, okay, obviously there's like one final block. There's something really now that I'm coming up against, and I recognize that it's got to be, you know, something that I'm needing to clear. And I'm clueless. So that's, I guess, really my real frustration.
Then. Okay, one moment, please. And say your first name.
Janet.
And say it one more time.
Janet.
And say it one more time.
Janet.
All right, one moment, honey. Janet, say it one more time.
Janet.
And say it one more time.
Janet.
And say it one more time, honey.
Janet.
Yeah, something is coming up. It's funny because you don't feel angry at all to me, feel teary. But what I feel is anger, and it has something to do with something that is coming up to be released. And so underneath anger, of course, is fear. Yeah, and I have no idea what it is, but it feels very strong, very, very strong.
Yeah, and I don't know either because I don't feel angry. And when I have this experience, I recognize that there's some fear that I have. I recognize that there's a fear.
And Janet, say your name one more time, honey.
Janet.
And say it one more time.
Janet.
I wish I could tell you. I'm not getting anything. So simply what they're saying is ask spirit to help you process that and release that. And there's another component. Janet, say your name one more time.
Janet.
And say your name one more time, honey.
Janet.
They're saying that you're recognizing on a higher level that this is going to require forgiving. Because while there was anger and whatever you went through, you recognize in order to be your true self, you're going to have to forgive. And that's what the block is about, because it's finding your readiness to surrender that, you know. And it's almost like the anger is your badge because it's your protection from getting hurt. So it's the riddle between willing to release the anger to become vulnerable again, and that's what you're scared of, because it's trusting in love again, and that anger has been your protection. And so that's the riddle. That's like, and that's why, you know, it's coming, you know, you're going to have to do it. You know, it's almost like me, you know, when of course, you know, I'm ready to be enlightened. I'm ready to be who I'm supposed to be in this lifetime. And then the old resentments come back and you're like, wow, you know, that all really has to go if I'm going to embody love.
Right.
And so it's like that push-pull. So be gentle with yourself, just play with yourself, play with it, and just be aware that it's letting go of your friend anger, because that really has been your protection against the bullies. And it's being willing to be soft again, kind of like Norman's going through right now, learning how to be soft again and recognizing that love really is the most powerful energy.
So it's really what I'm feeling. It's like the final step in a way for me.
A major step for certain.
A major step. Mm-hmm. I mean, the final, but you know, the step.
A major step. It's really good, and that wizard energy, it's in, baby.
Fun.
It's in. All right, let us know when you're having your class. We'll attend.
Okay.
All right, sweetheart. Okay. All right, you're welcome. Okay, Michelle's inside the house now. All right, sweetheart. So let's see what we could get, and then I'll tell you what I saw. And say your first name, please.
Michelle.
And say it one more time.
Michelle.
And say it one more time.
Michelle.
It's time for like real healing work for you. It's time for real healing work for you. It's time to let the skeletons out of the closet. And that's what I was seeing. And that's what made me wonder, like, are you doing a Halloween project at school or something? Because what I saw were like skeletons and skeletons, like not a grave, but almost like a piece of artwork. Like a mural, but it was art. So the skeletons were kind of like 3D, and they were underneath the ground. And so here's the ground, like here's grass. But then you're looking at, how do I explain this? Okay, so here's grass, trees, whatever up here. And then on this side, you would have dirt. And so instead of the dirt, you have this, like, there are words for it. I just don't know my art terms. There would be all these skeletons, and some of them would be laying down, and then some of them would be sitting, standing like upright. And they're all like active. They're all like emerging. The kind of thing that you would see like as a tribute for like a war memorial or something like that. But my feeling is that these skeletons need attention. These skeletons need attention. All right, so let me figure out what it is you need to attend to. Michelle, say your name again, honey.
Michelle.
And say it one more time.
Michelle.
And say it one more time.
Michelle.
It's time to make peace with the skeletons. It's really time to make peace. You don't think you're ready to do that, is how it feels to me. It's a little bit like Janet's message. In other words, she's just breaking sound barriers here. I mean, she really is. In terms of to credit to her, in terms of like anchoring in her truth. And yet, you know, the message was very clear that in order to really embody her truth, it requires the releasing of some energies. And so my feeling is these skeletons, I'm just gonna say it this way, like you don't wanna look at them or deal with them, and yet they're very busy people. Like they're very busy, they're active. You know, in other words, when I looked at the mural, the piece of artwork, it wasn't skeletons laying down at rest, you know, rest in peace. They weren't peaceful at all. I mean, they were like upright, like, you know, hello, do something with us, pay attention to us. And say your name again, honey.
Michelle.
And say it one more time.
Michelle.
You don't think that you can do this work, and they're saying, you know, how much more master, like how much more convincing that you're a master do you require to understand your power, to understand your capabilities? My feeling is they're like clamoring for attention. Like it's almost like they're gonna take the cups and start beating against the bars or something, like, look at us, deal with us. Okay, so let me give you some practical words of wisdom here. Michelle, say your name, honey.
Michelle.
And say it one more time.
Michelle.
They're saying that you're afraid to go. I don't know what it is, to be honest. They're skeletons that need healing. They're saying that you're afraid to go there because you think you're just going to disintegrate. And they're saying that what you're going to find is like, oh my gosh, it's going to be a joyride. Like it's a ride on an amusement park or something that you like, you're afraid to go on. Like, oh my God, I'm just going to be terrible, and you really come off it like laughing, like, oh my gosh, oh my God. Let me see if I can get any other words for you, sweetie. Say your name again, please.
Michelle.
And say it one more time.
Michelle.
You're scared to look at yourself, and you are an angelic being of light. Not in the physical. I mean, you happen to be physically beautiful, but that's not what they're referring to. They're referring to your essence. And they're saying it's time to claim that. Gosh, when I tune into you, it's very clear that you don't think that you can accomplish this. And Spirit's like, my gosh, if anyone could, it would be Michelle. Not to put us all down, but apparently to really reveal to you who you are. And they're saying you've been in denial of who you are for really way too long. I know. I always feel like, oh God, how many ways can I piss Michelle off with these messages?
I've been the same message for about a year. I know.
I'm so sorry.
No. Last week you gave me the message that something was coming. And I'm wondering if that hasn't, I'm sure that has something to do with these skeletons. It's it probably is going to, they're going to be pushed out of the ground, and I'm going to say, do that uh-oh that you said I would do, and then maybe that is going to force me somehow to clear them. Yes?
All right, hold on. Hold on, lady. We're up to cards here. I'm getting desperate. Hold on. You have created this situation and you have the power to change it. There you go. You have the power. You have the power. My strong feeling is it's time to stop denying your own power. And, you know, it's like time for you to be in the power seat. It's really time. I mean, look at the group you're hanging out with. They're all masters here. I mean, honestly, if I could bring some clairvoyant person that could read everyone's aura, I mean, so did you go to the wrong conference room? Like what? I'm teasing, sweetie. Okay, let me see if I can close this and bring forth anything else that might be of help for you. And say your name one more time.
Michelle.
And say it one more time.
Michelle.
And say it one more time.
Michelle.
They're saying that you need to, it's almost like Louise Hay work. You really need to identify with the princess within. In other words, you really need to see your beauty. You need to claim your beauty. You need to claim your beauty. So I will email you after this. I will email you after this. Okay, my love?
Thank you. And that book title that you sent is on the way.
Perfect. Yeah. Okay.
Thank you.
So the book that I recommended to Michelle is called The Sophia Code. Mm-hmm. The Sophia Code. And it has activations in there of divine feminine beings. So if you're interested in that. All right.
Thank you.
You're welcome, honey. Indeed, a round of applause for all. You see, you all reached into your bag and you brought forth sacred wisdom, sacred jewels. In other words, it is quite important to congratulate yourselves. When you sit in high council, in truth with other masters, what you are doing as you look into their eyes, as you hold the sacred vision and trust that they will find their way, you in truth claim that for yourself. In essence, you are witnessing the Christ in another. You have the famous saying, Namaste. Pay attention to your language, to your verbiage, to your witnessing, because as you climb the mountain, what you will find is your energy increases exponentially. In other words, as you continue to claim the truth for another, watch out. Growth is happening within. Until next time, we surround you with our love, our blessings, and our wish for you. Namaste.